Good morning, everybody. Thank you for those songs, Brandon. Appreciate it. I have a couple of prayer requests before we get started. Glenda wanted to thank everybody for their prayers that she wound up not having to have the shot in her eye after all. I am very glad to hear that one because I didn't know if I was going to be able to take that. But she appreciates the prayers. Also, Niger, as it was mentioned earlier, Niger's home sick. Tracy and Marion are both home. Marion's not feeling good. Tracy had injured his shoulder, is not able to drive without Marion, and so they're both stuck. Hopefully, you guys are online watching. And Jeff Gwinnup is sick. He and the family, both he and Jenny, are not feeling well, and they're home today. Note has been turned in that Fina has been discharged out of the hospital, and he is in a rehab facility to complete the course of the antibiotics and so forth, and thanks everybody for the continued prayers. And Sister Edna had to go to the ER this morning. She had has a bad burn on her side from a heating pad. So although those make you feel kind of good and you use those for therapy and so forth, you got to be careful with those. She has a bad burn. So we will go to God real quick on behalf of these people, and then we'll get into our lesson. Let's bow together. Dear me, Father, we humbly come to you thanking you for all the blessings that you give us. We're thankful that we can come to you in prayer and cast our request to you. Dear God, we ask that you be with Edna. We ask that you comfort her, help her heal from the burn that she has on her side. We also ask that you be with Niger and Tracy and Miriam and Jeff and Jenny Gwinnup and Fina as they're dealing with health issues. We hope that they're all comforted, that they will be treated, that the doctors treating them will give them exactly what they need, and that they will hopefully be able to rejoin us soon. We're thankful for the fact that Glenda did not have to have the shots. We hope that the doctors will be able to fix the problem she has without that. Dear God, we ask that you be with Niger as she prepares for a move across the country to Tennessee. We hope that we've been a blessing to her. She's been one to us, and that she will be able to find a strong congregation that she can get involved with and contribute to and be part of. Dear God, be with us the rest of our worship to you. We hope everything we have and will do is in accordance to your word, that everything is done in spirit and in truth. We come to you in everything through your son, Jesus. Amen. Amen. You know, this coming Thursday, we're going to be, I assume most of us will be celebrating Thanksgiving. It's always a fun time to get together with family and friends and so forth. Society has a kind of a different view of this coming Thursday than we as Christians do. Some of the things that I know Thanksgiving is not. It is. I know it's become very commercial, and as Christians, that's not why we should be thankful. Is getting wrapped up in all the commercials. There's nothing wrong with enjoying the football games. Amen. On Thursday, but that's not Thanksgiving. It has become part of that day that we enjoy and celebrate, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, to enjoy the football games, to enjoy a day off. If your job gives you the day off from work, Thanksgiving is not to load up with food to get energy for Black Friday. You know, just to get fueled for the craziness the next day. The parades and all that stuff. Those are all fine and innocent, I guess, other than the commercialism. You know, those are fine and dandy in and of themselves. Nothing wrong with football. Nothing wrong with getting a deal on some merchandise. Nothing. But Thanksgiving is something we as Christians look at it differently. Mm-hmm. We are thankful every day.
Amen.
It was brought up in Bible class today. I think it was Stacy brought it up that about how the Passover, they were to remember the blessings that they got from this Passover where the angel of the Lord passed over them and the firstborn in Egypt were spared. They're supposed to remember that yearly. We remember the sacrifice that was given to us and should be thankful of that. One, daily, but as a body, we remember that weekly. Mm-hmm. Not once a month, not once a year, but weekly. And our idea of thanks and Thanksgiving is a little bit different. We very rarely forget to leave out the request for the physical blessings. Those are very easy to remember because it's part of our lives. It's something we see, it's something we feel. You know, to thank God for our blessings of health. Whatever measure of health, the older we get, things are going to start breaking down. Case closed. There's no argument there. But be thankful for the measure of health that we do have.
Amen.
Not everybody has that same degree of health. Be thankful for the things you are able to do. Mm-hmm. Our possessions. Everybody has a different degree of that. But be thankful instead of what we don't have. Be thankful for what we do have. Be thankful for our job. A lot of times, we got to go to work. We got to get up and go to work. Yes, we do. Yes, we get to go earn a living for us and our family. Be thankful for that. There's a lot of people that don't have a job that they would love to have one. Be thankful for our family and friends. You know, there are so many physical blessings that when we start thanking God, those are some that are really easy to remember because we touch them, we've experienced them. The spiritual blessings, though, also. Be thankful for the fact that we can go to God in prayer, that we can boldly go before the throne of God the Creator, that we get to do that, and He wants us to. Mm-hmm. Be thankful for the church. Not only this building, we've had lessons before. It's not this building. Be thankful for this building that we're able to sit in here instead of sitting on the ground out in the parking lot or sitting on the ground across the street at the park in the weather. Be thankful for that. But the church are the people.
Amen.
Be thankful for each other that we have each other, brothers and sisters, to help us along on this journey called life, on this walk that we're commanded, this fight that we're commanded to be fighting, this journey that we're told we've got to make. Be thankful for salvation.
Amen.
What's the alternative? What's the alternative? to the salvation. Just thinking about that makes us thankful for salvation. Thankful for opportunities to serve. You know, a lot of times we ask for things, and this is a whole nother lesson we can do someday about what we pray for. But a lot of times we pray for patience. But patience, yeah, we want it right now. Patience comes through opportunities to test your patience. They send us people that are irritating. They send us people that need a little bit extra love. That's God's answer to praying for patience. Give us opportunities to serve. My observation with the little bit that I've been able to see, there is no lack of opportunities to serve. One, we have to open our eyes, and then quit griping when you're so busy serving. You've asked for them. You've asked for the opportunities to be able to serve. Use me up. I've heard it said, use me up. Why do I got to do everything? You asked to. You've prayed to God for opportunities, and he sends them to you. Be thankful for that. Mm-hmm. Instead of, oh, I got to do this. Oh, I got to do that. Oh, why can't somebody? You asked to serve. Let's look at some New Testament examples. Trying to think if they're all New Testament. Yeah, they are. In John 6, Jesus, in the account where he fed the 5,000 with the loaves and the fish, in verse 11 it says, and Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them. Made me think of when Chris was leading the Lord's Supper today, he used the passage in Matthew 26 that Jesus took the bread, offered thanks, and then, you know, instituted, you know, this is my body, take, eat, and so forth. Giving thanks for what? One, obviously, is thanks for the fish and the loaves to be able to do this with. The physical blessings of having loaves and fish, but also thanking for the opportunity that God's provided to show his great power, mm-hmm. and to maybe open people's eyes on what's going on at this time. With just a little bit of bread and a little bit of fish, he's going to feed 5,000 people. Just, and if we go to the end of the book of John, it talks about many other things Jesus did in the presence of his disciples, but these are written that you may believe. Mm-hmm. This is one of those opportunities. This was not a story of a free lunch. This was an opportunity to show who Jesus was, that he was the Son of God, and that he has the power to do this. And when he had given thanks, and it made me think when Chris was doing the Lord's Supper today, it's kind of the same words that it says in Matthew that he read. Jesus had given thanks for what? That he's getting ready to be a sacrifice? Giving thanks that he's getting ready within a short time to be arrested, beaten, and get to hang on the cross through crucifixion for people that didn't love him. He gave thanks. In Philippians 4, Paul gets it. He says, and I bet you we've used this scripture the last 2 months probably, I bet you, 5 times in 2 months. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Paul's writing this from a prison cell in Rome. He says, let your request be made known to God. There's nothing wrong with asking God, but he says, with thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Be thankful. Even if you're in a jail cell, there are things to be thankful for. I am far from a jail cell. And I need to take a little bit more of that attitude. Paul would also write to the Thessalonians, he says, rejoice always. Doesn't say when things are going your way. Doesn't say rejoice when you've gotten the things that you've wanted. When things are going smooth. He says, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. That attitude of prayer. In everything, give thanks. Thanks for the good and thanks for the bad. We had our lesson last week was taken from James about the trials and tribulations in our life. Be thankful because that's when we grow. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. In 1 Corinthians, Paul says, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That victory is salvation.
Amen.
That victory is that Jesus had overcome death. And that so can we. When we think about it, what's the worst man can do to us? Kill us? Our response should be, is that all you got? That's the worst they can do. Paul is reminding the Corinthians, reminding us also, we've got the victory over death because Jesus gave it to us. He demonstrated it 3 days after the cross. In Hebrews 13:15, it says, therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. That same attitude, praying continuously. Again, in the book of 1 Thessalonians, Paul starts this book out. He says, we give thanks to God always for you all. Talking about fellow Christians, the Christians that are worshiping there in Thessalonica, making mention of you in our prayers. To think that Paul, when they read this letter, to think that Paul and the people traveling with him are praying for us. We pray for them, but they're praying for us. Remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of our God and Father. Paul's acknowledging what they do. Not that we do it for the acclaim. Not that we do it for the pat on the back. But when we do things, it is nice to know that it's acknowledged. Paul's acknowledging that. All that work that you do, all that faith that you have, that labor of love that you practice all the time, I see it. It doesn't go unnoticed. And it's a reminder to them. And the fact that the Apostle Paul is praying for them, what an uplifting moment that would have been for them to when they first heard this letter. In Ephesians 1:16, Similarly, Paul says, do not cease to get, that, talking about himself, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Here Paul, with all the things that are befalling him, he takes time to remember others. Whether he's been, whether he's being recovering from a beating after a shipwreck, while he's in jail, he remembers others in prayer. That's that, the blessing we have of the church, the connection we have as brothers and sisters. In Colossians 1:3, again, starting this book out in the early verses, it says, we give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. That's the start of this letter to the Corinthians, or excuse me, to the Colossians. And ending up, this is the verse that Dick read earlier in our worship. Paul says, and whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
Amen.
We're going to be getting together with family, friends, hopefully Thursday. Some of us might have to work. We might be working Thursday. But whatever we do in word or deed, let's give thanks to God the Father through him. Let's never forget the physical blessings that God blesses us with every day, and mainly the spiritual blessings. The fact that we can go to him in prayer, the fact that we've got our brothers and sisters. The lesson is yours. If you did not pick up a handout with all of the scriptures, they're laying back there on the table in the foyer. Maybe this week sometime you could reread some of those scriptures where you're not so rushed. Look at them in context and in your own private study. Enjoy this week. Hopefully we will cross paths Wednesday in Bible class. We never like to leave an assembly without offering an invitation. An invitation for you. An invitation for me, that if there's sin in your life, to repent. An encouragement to repent. If you need to be baptized, to be baptized. If you need prayers from your brothers and sisters, to request prayers. If you're looking for a church home, whatever your need, please come forward, let your needs be known while Brandon leads us in the invitation. Let's stand and sing.